The Russian Federation continues to conduct offensive operations in Lyman, Bakhmut, Avdiivka, Marinka, and Shakhtarsk directions. Over the past day, the Ukrainian troops repelled 69 enemy attacks in the indicated directions. Bakhmut remains the epicenter of hostilities, the general staff reports. Over the past day, the Russian Federation continued to use terror tactics against the civilian population of Ukraine. By shelling populated settlements and critical infrastructure facilities, the enemy completely ignores the laws and customs of war. The Russian occupiers launched 6 missile strikes, 13 airstrikes, and 56 MLRS attacks, in particular, on the civilian infrastructure of Donetsk and Zaporizhia regions. Civilians were killed and injured, civilian infrastructure objects were damaged. The probability of strikes throughout the territory of Ukraine remains high. In Volyn, Polisia, Siverchina, and Slobozhanchina directions, the operational situation has not changed significantly. The training of territorial units of the Russian armed forces is ongoing in the Republic of Belarus. In Kupiansk and Lyman directions, the enemy carried out unsuccessful offensive operations in the area of Novoselovsky, Kremina, and Bylohorivka settlements. The invaders fired artillery at the areas of Vesel, Kupiansk, Krokmoln, Pishchain, Berestov and Kharkiv region. Novoselovsky, Nevsky, Bylohorivka, Siversk, and Spern in Luhansk region. In Bakhmut direction, the Ukrainian defenders repelled enemy attacks in the areas of Bakhmut, Ivanisky, Bodanivka, Ryhorivka settlements. Vazhikivka, Orhovo-Vasilivka, Bakhmut, Ryhorivka, Ivanisky, Kostchantinivka, Mayorsk, Zalin, New York and Donetsk region came under enemy fire. In Avdiivka, Marinka, and Shakhtarsk directions, the enemy carried out unsuccessful offensive operations near Kamyanka, Avdiivka, Siverin, Vodian, Berdachi, and Marinka. Kamyanka, Avdiivka, Berdachi, Orlivka, Tonenki, Siverin, Prvomoyska, Nevelsky, Pobieda, Novomikhailivka, Krasnohorivka, Hiorhivka, Marinka, Vuledar, Velika Novosilka, and Neskuchna came under enemy fire. The invaders hold the defense in Zaporizhia and Kherson directions. Areas of 27 settlements were struck. In Kherson region, the Russian occupiers threatened peaceful citizens with punitive actions for not having a Russian passport. In particular, at checkpoints in the temporarily occupied territory of Kherson region, the occupiers threatened the local population with unlawful imprisonment and violent actions if they do not have Russian passports during the next document check. Over the past 24 hours, the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine struck 3 Buk M12 missile systems, launched 7 strikes on the enemy personnel clusters, and destroyed an enemy ammunition depot. In addition, Ukrainian defenders downed a Russian Zala UAV. The missile and artillery units struck a Russian Tor anti-aircraft missile system, 3 personnel and military equipment clusters, and 3 electronic warfare systems. Natalia Tolub.